Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shade, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle, you can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She gon' tell you how it is, nigga, let go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to my Facebook people, to my blog talkers. It's me, Miss J, all damn day, on a Wednesday night doing a damn thing on the LLBP radio show. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Motherfucking J. Miss J the Diva, best believer. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot one thing. Y'all thought I was tripping, didn't you? Everything is swell because I bought my veil. All right. We are in the building, baby. We got mics jumping open already on Facebook. So, I mean, on the Blog Talk side. Shouts out to everybody that's tuned in on Facebook Live. I want to say once and again, caring is sharing. So please take a moment. It don't cost a dime to fuck with mine. Just take a minute and hit that share button. Let them know. Let your friends know about the LLBP radio show. I want to give a shout out to my engineer slash cameraman that's over there giving me hell, but I love him for it. Samir, come here. Merlo, what up, though? And my guest over here, my angel, my little guardian angel on the side. That's my special guest. Though she ain't on camera, she always shining her light. Anywho, boo-boo. In the building, holding it down with me. So, yeah. Been a lot going on. Not just in the world, but in my life, too. But I'm stabilizing, you know. A lot of times we go through a lot in our life, and sometimes we be shamed, you know. When you're doing good, you all over social media, you all whipping and dipping and want everybody to be everywhere, taking 1,000 pics and stuff.
Right.
But when you get in the struggle, or when shit get real, baby, listen here. Motherfuckers will get ghost on your ass on two and two, disappear. I'm one that do that. I really do. I will dip dive, swim, and curve your ass until I can breathe. If I'm underwater, I'm going to swim by myself. You hear me? I might let you know. Shit's real, and I'm going back down. I got a breaststroke to let you know, but I got shit to do, and it's time to go. So I tried to keep my head above water. So if you've been going through something, I want to tell you, you're not alone. The struggle is real, but it don't last forever. It do not last forever, people. I was just congratulating a few people on some things that jumped off in my own family. You know, I'm like, this one got a car, this one got a home, this one buying a house. I'm so happy. And folks, please don't be a hater. I'm going to say that again. Please don't be a hater when somebody get their blessing and yours ain't came yet. I'm going to repeat that one more again for those in the back row. Please don't hate on somebody else's blessing. Yours is coming. That just means you're in line.
Right.
If you're a true believer, you're in line. That means you're one step closer.
Right.
One step closer. Everybody got to wait your turn. God makes no mind before his time. No, God don't move on your time. He move on his.
Right.
But know that he moves. He will do that, and he's doing it. I was so excited to see other people because I'm geek. Boy, mine is just jumping. Look at God. Won't he do it? Just doubling up on people. That means I move two places.
Right.
I'm geek. Word. So please don't hate, congratulate, appreciate. But please, don't hate. All right. Okay. With that being said, shout out once again to all my people that are tuning in. Facebook side, shout out. Yes, I see the Blog Talkers popping off today. Look at y'all. I'm going to talk to you, though. I always talk to Facebook. Facebook, I'm going to be with you in 2 and 2. Matter of fact, I'm rolling with y'all as well, but I need to talk to my radio side as well. From the 334. 8722, what it do? Turn your music down, fam.
Hey, I can't control the music, man. I'm on this long road trip. What's going on, Miss Jackson? You know? I'm in the back. I
let
can't control
the let them know you live all over the place. They on social media all over the place. So tell them to go and bust it now just to snitch it because the flame, it just lit up.
Hey.
How about that?
Hey, okay, what about now? Am I good?
Yeah, you good. I heard it. How you living, Blake?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm on this truck route and stuff like that. I've been communicating with Tripper and stuff. I can't tell you where we at. I can tell you where I just came from and where I'm headed. And so I might lose signal between this phone call, but I'm on the air momentarily. If I get disconnected, I'll call back.
Well, I want you to because I got a special request in house. They want to hear a little cipher jump off tonight. So, so they over here talking about whoop whoop. So yeah, we would like you to be one of them. Bless the mic tonight, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, hey, just wait. I ain't got no problem with doing that.
Well, hang on. We're going to do the show. We got a little bit I want to talk about for a minute, then I'm going to make sure at a certain time, I'm going to make sure I get queued in that we're going to make time for my rappers because I don't want them to know that I have not forgot about y'all. I got nothing but love for you, baby. So hang in there. We're going to show love for you tonight.
All right. Okay, then. Well, I'll be on the line. If I get knocked off, I'll call back because I'm going through a lot of back roads and you know, phone towers.
All right. We'll do. Shout out to my 420 Nation and to my dysfunctional family members. Let me grab another mic real quick from the 317, last 47973. Holler at me.
You say who?
That be you, boo. Welcome to the LLVP radio show. What you know, good?
You know who this is, Miss Jackson.
You got to let them, we're on Facebook. They don't know who you are.
Okay, so for Facebook Live, hi, you know, if you can hear me, this is KD, the retardedest motherfucker on the show. What's happening with you, though?
They over here singing your name, KD, you fucking with me. Maybe I should have did that, but I'd like people to introduce themselves since they be on Facebook. Let them know, you know what I mean? I know you. But everybody else don't. So we, you know, simulcasting. So I try to let them know, you know. So
I got you.
Anyway,
I just ain't been around in a while.
I'm happy to hear your voice. And obviously, I know you heard me tell Blank, so I would off cipher. And if you got anybody else that you think is worthy of getting on here to bless the mic tonight, well, like I said, I'm bringing my family back. So my family came from a lot of rappers. So my real dysfunctional clique. So I'm showing love to my dysfunctional clique. So I'd like you to be a part, and I invite you, KD, to roll with us tonight. You in?
Yeah, you know, I shoot the shit with these crazy people. I ain't did it in a while with them, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hang on, we'll be back with you in two and two.
Yo!
I just sat there. I knew it was coming. Yo, what it do, fam? What it do, fam?
Damn it. Glad to be back in our damn building. What's the damn deal? Fire in the motherfucking building. Triple in the building. Miss Jackson in the building. LOBP in the building. Facebook in the building. Roundtable in the building. I mean, it's thumbs up. It is what it is. We work. It is what it is. I'm getting kicked out and evicted. It is what it is. I'm about to move and get on. Things turn. It is what it is. Money goes. It is what it is. I'm on Camp Catcher. It is what it is. Yo.
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, Triple, I hope you stay for the cypher as well. And matter of fact, holler back at your dysfunctional sisters and brothers and let them know how we was tonight, you know, and yeah, be a part of the cypher. How about that?
All right, rapping and rhyming. I think I'll give it a try.
All right. I'm sure you got something ducked off that are going to twerk it out.
Hey, you know, I mean, how many rounds you going? I got to ask you. You might have a mystery. All right, y'all go 5 rounds. We got a mystery guest in.
We're going to see how y'all would. We're going to see how y'all would. So, like I said, invite your friend. The better the cypher is, you know what I mean?
Hey,
I'm just saying, it go either way. Y'all determine how it goes.
All right, no doubt.
All right. But with that being said, I'm going to get back to my Facebook people, too. I haven't forgotten about you guys. But I want to rap about some things that been on my mind. Okay, let's talk. I know that they be always saying, dang, Miss Jay, you always on some hood stuff. You on some hood shit every day. Every day, why is you on some hood stuff? Probably because, A, I'm from the hood. First of all, I'm from the hood, okay? Second of all, I've pretty much, you know, I've lived a lot of stuff, or I've heard, or I've dealt with a lot of situations in the hood that aren't always correct, whether it be politically correct, morally correct, or just some stuff we made up, you know, to cover up for our shortcomings, whether it be made by gender, religion, race, or what have you. Now, first off, I want to talk about snitching.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I want to talk to my people about snitching. Now, a lot of us look down on snitches. They got songs. What J. Cole say, I ain't no snitch because snitches get stitches. In the hood, they say, stitches get stitches. Why you going to be a rat? You know, in the Italians, they call them the rat. In the hood, you a snitch. Whatever you want to call it. But there are a lot of people. You know, when I grew up in my hood, I grew up in the PJs. Everybody knew I grew up in the PJs. But right after I graduated from high school, my people moved over in a whole other neighborhood, you know. And we've been over there for a long time. But no matter where the hood was, I was always in the hood. And the hood believe you just don't snitch. That's it. That's all. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Except, what is this? Do anybody really know what snitching is? Have you ever been called a snitch for one reason or another? Have you thought about turning somebody in and change your mind because you didn't want to be a snitch? I almost missed my mail, y'all. You are honestly banned from the neighborhood. Your house might get burned down. You might fuck around and get killed over saying something. But we need to, just for a second, I just want to dwell on what in the hell a snitch really is. I'm going to say this one more again. For those in the back row, do you really know what's a snitch? Because most people don't. They assume that anything affiliated with the police is snitch. So here's where the problem come in. When it comes to your house, when it comes to your people, your kids, or even yourself sometimes. I stress, sometimes. Folks want some, they be on the news. The same people you saying, you a snitch, why you snitching, who's a snitch, I'll be next week on the news talking about somebody knew who killed my baby. Somebody knew this was wrong. They was a good child. She was a good girl. She was an A student. He was a good father. Somebody knew. Somebody know who killed my child. Please. Show the family justice. Show that child justice. It don't matter if the child was 4 or 44. That was somebody's child. But we're going to go for GP purposes. A 4-year-old. A 4-year-old died on a shoot. Devastation in the neighborhood, to the family, to the friends of, and somebody saw that shooter, looked them dead in the eye. Now if they go and tell the police, I know who did this. Because I want justice for that child. Are you now a snitch? People talk to me. Are you now a snitch?
Wow.
Because, see, folks want justice when it comes to their house, when it comes to their family. See, a snitch in real life, let me give you the definition of a snitch for this story. You can go any freaking further. A snitch is somebody that was involved in a situation, a caper, a felonious act, if you will. One of y'all get caught, and instead of just riding off of what you did because you got caught, you tell on your roadie. And now they get caught. Well, they get ran up because of you, most of the time for a lesser charge or a lesser time. That, my friend, is a snitch. It's a lot of y'all out here, you know, that snitching and whatever. But that's what a snitch is, baby. No more, no less. That's what a snitch is. Okay? However, now when it comes down to that four-year-old, let's go back to the story. Yeah, I said story. Say something. Say something. Say something. Say something. Say something. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I did it. If you go. Because, see, here's the thing. It's a lot of murders going on every day. Every day. I get notifications on my phone throughout the day. And my phone binging. It ain't Facebook notification. It ain't email notifications. It's not even text messages. My newscast. So-and-so got shot on the east side. There was a drive-by shooting on the west side. So-and-so got murdered and the house got burnt down on the south side. Murder, suicide on the north side. Folks is dying like flies. Shame. Shameful God, it's a shame. If it was my house, please tell. If I know, hate me, I'm looking you in the dead and the eyes. Watch this here. I'm telling. Because, see, this is about justice, right and wrong. This ain't about, I'm not getting no, I ain't got no fight in the game. I ain't got no skin in the game at all. No dog in the fight whatsoever, motherfucking ever. Understand that. So I ain't winning or losing. This is all about right and wrong. And folks seem to forget that the world is not always about hood law. Everybody don't believe in God, but you know what I mean? Right is right, wrong is wrong. They got this thing I had in school. Some of y'all probably don't even know nothing about it. Y'all might not be old enough, but we had this little song I learned in second grade about the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The olden golden rule. Step in. Folks scared now. And understandably so. Don't get it fucked up. Understandably so. Folks got fear in their heart. And don't even want to do the right thing no more for fear of repercussion and consequence that may transpire due to some ill-ass shit. The thing that bothers me is everybody out here screaming, we need to, I be out here every day, dog, taking penitentiary chances, bro. I'm out here living my best, my dog. I'm out here on the struggle, dog. I'm hardballing. You taking penitentiary chances, real life? Are you? Well, guess what, bruh? You just got caught. Sometimes you get the game, and sometimes the game gets your way. You ain't hear that, did you? You ain't like that shit. You ain't like that. Clear. So, but anyway, sometimes you get the game, and sometimes the game get you. Are you really willing to take penitentiary chances? Because, see, you're willing to take somebody else's life. So instead of taking your petty ass little bad charge, you rather up the ante and now take a murder charge with it, huh? Sometimes the charge you take, that you start with, oftentimes don't weigh out what you end up with because of the choices you've made. I don't like snitches. Let me say that out the gate. I despise a motherfucking snitch. You bastard. May you burn in hell. Why do I feel that way? Because you ain't real about what you preach. Practice what you preach. I have respect for a hustle. I believe that every man, and women, some women too, that's my profession. I live for a hustle all the time. But I feel like a man should have a real job and always keep a hustle. I learned that back in the day. Me, personally, I suggest you get a legal hustle. Now, me, I ain't always had a legal hustle. It ain't what you know, it's what you can prove. And my lifestyle been gone a long time ago. I'm on some trying to get to heaven with Jesus type of shit now. Feel that. But I still respect the hustle because I ain't forgot where I came from. I just don't respect the hustler who don't respect the hustle. I don't respect the hustler that don't respect the game.
Yes, let me ask you a question.
Come on in, ma'am.
You know, I got a question about this. How do you feel that, okay, you have the whole snitching thing going on right now, talking about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, you know, the 4-year-old who died, right, and people know what the hell is going on and they just won't say nothing because they're afraid because it came from the wrong, I guess you could say, the wrong definition of what a hustler, not what a hustler is, of what a snitch is.
Okay. Right, right, right.
But don't you think it would save so many more lives and also close so many more chapters in these unsolved cases if people would maybe not necessarily go by what the wrong definition of a hustler is?
Well, you know what? A lot of times in the hood, we change the name, change the game to fit our situation. You know, there's rules in the hood and things that people say that, you know, one would agree with and another would agree with. And some would disagree and others be like, it depends on who you are. I'll give you a prime example. Child support.
Mm-hmm.
Let a broke man not be able to pay his child support. And first thing he say, money ain't shit. Fuck that money. The baby needs me more than he needs the money. That's a real cute story, sir. Yes, he needs you. But understand that he can't take love to a shoe store when them 5s, 12s, and 14s, when they get to getting that growth spurt. Ain't no love going to pay for that. If you want your baby to be in sports or activities and stuff, that stuff costs money. Them clothes cost. Breathing costs. Freedom ain't free.
Right?
So why you think your kids got to be free? Why you think the mama need to figure it out and you ain't trying to make no effort out here, but on a low, you living your best life over here taking care of somebody else's face? You forgot about yours. Because you don't want to be home, and so you paying sister, you over here helping out sister girl and telling baby mama, I ain't got nothing for her. But I need my time with my baby. I think that matters more. I don't agree with that, but a lot of men do. I don't agree with that. I believe that a man needs to play just as much a part in a baby's life as a woman. Period. Period. If you got to go cut grass, if you got to go collect cans, if you got to go shovel snow, I don't give a fuck what you got to do. Man the fuck up. Done deal.
Okay.
If you do the crime, if you go rob a bank, what? You and your partner go rob a bank, he get caught up and he tell on you, bust that ass. Now, run tell that. Get his ass, find somebody to get him, catch him slipping. I'm going to close my eyes. That's between you and God, but he get what he deserved. Y'all know the game.
People over here saying facts.
However, if you do a crime against a person, I'm going to say that one more again. If you do a crime against a person, especially a victim that wasn't even involved in your situation, I'm sorry, I'm telling. I think that he drove a red car, goddammit. Ain't no babies got to die because you fucked up.
Right.
Real life, end of story, that's law. That's God's law. That life wasn't yours to take. You didn't give it. You didn't breathe air into it. That wasn't your soul. Therefore, it was not yours to take. You get what you give. That was the choice you made. Sometimes we make bad choices. We got to live with our choices. I know. I ain't gonna front. My record probably as long as my arm. It ain't that long, but trust and know, I got a few business down at the county. But some fucked up choices I made. It is what it is. We live and we learn. I still got shit on my record right now. I'm trying to get it punched. Over jobs and shit. Oh, it's some bad choices that I made in my life. But I don't feel like a person need to be victimized by my choices. That's when the choices is fucked up. You do a crime, do it by your motherfucking self. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
First of all, if you do some capers, felonious shit, do the shit by yourself.
Right.
That way, what they say, no suspect, no motive, no clue. Don't nobody know what the fuck you doing till you tell it. Folks only know what you allow them to know. So if you got snitched on, bitched on, shame on you. Bad planning.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. People over here saying, is that a joy clapper?
That is a yes. My grandbaby gave this to me. He said, Nanny, clap. Yes. I don't got, y'all won't clap. I clap for my damn self. So, yeah. But it's effective. It's effective. But, yeah, real life, though. If you want to do some shit, hustle by yourself. Only time you incorporate folks in your shit, in your hustle, is if it's legal. And then watch your friends, whether it's legit or not legit, because friends ain't always friends. Sometimes they're a rip away of fucking you up. They hating in the background. They don't want to learn from you. They want what you got.
Especially in Indiana, everybody likes the crabs in the bucket.
Woo! I mean, there's so many crabs out here. I'm looking for lobsters.
Yes.
Set the game up. Be a lobster. Quit being crab.
Right.
So many crabs in the motherfucking barrel. I don't understand. Oh, I just don't understand. Why? And that's how a lot of times people get fucked up. If you notice, a lot of people getting shot because they want to rob somebody. Or they want this. I just seen on my phone, woke up this morning, a lady, somebody had a 4-year-old, man, I don't know who you was, but you know you're going to get in trouble about that baby. I'm going to put that out there. But it was a 4-year-old baby left in the car.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Of Avenger at the Dollar General off of 38th and Emory.
Oh,
right on Butler. Two black men drove off with the baby in the car. You fools. Don't y'all realize the minute you threw that in reverse and moved 1 inch, you caught a kidnapping charge too? That's why I say bad choices. A simple theft, it ain't simple, but a theft of a vehicle done turned into kidnapping and all kind of stuff. I'm sure by the time y'all realize the baby was in there, because it's hollering, letting you know I'm here. That baby, four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, F-O, four. That baby, four, it sounds real good. So I know you knew. Now what you do some more dumb shit? You can learn. I mean, you dropped it off, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you're going to get caught up. It's done, not a...
Mr. Pigmeo said, at least they should have fagged the little baby.
Father God, you got to bribe the baby you just kidnapped and then drop it off at church. Here's what you should have did. You should have found another, because when you saw the baby and realized somebody, you knew immediately that somebody was in that car. Immediately you knew. Because you are, when you're still in the car, you're looking around immediately for what you can steal and what the value is on the inside. No, I ain't personally stole no car, but if I was a car thief, the first thing I'm going to do is look around for valuables. And it was a very valuable cargo in the back. If not already in the front, I'm sure it's in the back. This the wrong car. That's like having an alarm on your house. They gotta bring the alarm. I go to the next house. That one ain't right. They got a ring on their door. They got cameras. I don't want that one. I go on to the next one. Y'all should have known. Choices you make. We make bad choices, people. If you don't learn from them, you will repeat them. If you do not learn from your lesson, we will repeat them. Snitches, I say this to you, snitches, because I'm going to wrap this up because I'm going to let a few people go and get a little rap in. You know, a lot of rap, little rap, depending on how they feeling. But I'm going to let some folks get some of this rap going on and whatever. But I'm going to let y'all know this. Life is all about choice. Some good, some bad, but the thing is if you make the wrong one, you're destined to repeat it. The consequences may not catch up with you right now, but understand, they will catch up. You can't run from God if you don't believe in God. Karma be the same.
Yep.
And you pray. Here's the worst one. You pray that neighborhood or the person that you can win against don't catch you, because that's the worst one of all, because they move faster. When they come, you got to be quicker than that.
What was that one quote? When they kidnap his daughter, I will find you.
I will find you.
I will. I will. And he did.
And he did.
And I will kill you.
No stronger words to say it. And when they say it, they mean it.
Yep.
They mean it.
My father meant it. And most families mean it.
They mean it.
You push somebody to the level of no return.
And they won't return.
And they're not going to return, and they don't care. And any father that is here on Facebook or any mother that's here on Facebook, and you have children, or even if you don't and you wish, desire to have children, and somebody takes your child or kills your child, and you're on national TV crying and asking for somebody to just give some advice, and the shoe's on the other foot, when you took that blind eye to look the other direction, when you knew something, that guilt is going to kill you for the rest of your life and eat you up. I don't know how many people I've heard say, oh, that's not my problem. Oh, that's not my child. Oh, I don't care. I got to go on with my life. That's not my stress.
I'll worry about that later. I cross that bridge. I let my baby know when they 18 that daddy really cared, but mama was tripping. That is the biggest hogwash I've ever heard in my life. If you love your child, you'll fight for your child. F you, my baby mama. No shade, baby mama, but F you, baby mama. My baby mean more than some little piece of twat with an attitude. You know what I mean? You got to pay the cost to be the boss. Sometimes you got to pay that little lawyer to get in that courtroom. But is your baby worth that change? You'll spend that on a couple pair of J's and a trip to the club for the weekend. Is your baby worth more than that? Make good choice. Is your freedom worth more than that? Watch the company you keep. Watch the action you participate in, the activity. Watch the people you're around. Sometimes you're guilty by association.
Yep.
Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim. But with that being said, let me grab a couple of these mics real quick. Blaine, where you at?
Hello, hello, hello.
Blaine, where you at? Hello,
yeah,
hello,
yeah.
Hello.
Let's go, hello.
Talk to them. We got on their mind and go and give us a hot something, dump it out.
Okay. I got a little something I've been working on. Can you hear me, Cliff? Because I got this head.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, my.
I'm
right.
Gonna make it.
First one.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it. I've been sick the whole trip. So y'all bear with me. But anyway, I'm gonna give y'all something I've been working on. Something I'm finna release. I ain't got nothing prepared. I only just want to freestyle. I'm gonna give y'all something that's already put together. But anyway, check this out. I'm on the road to winning, and I got shotgun. I don't trust a soul, and most of y'all ain't got one. Put your arm around your clique if you got one. I got plenty of it. You ain't even got one. I'm on the road to winning, and I got shotgun. No, trust the soul. Most of y'all ain't got one. Put your arm around your clique if you got one. I got plenty of it. You ain't even got one. I got dirty money on me. I came from the mud. Blue hundreds in my pocket. You know I'm a blood. And my swag dripping there. Well, if you got beef, be careful. I got clip to spell. Look at my fan base going on me. Them same holders this and trying to throw it on me. Told them hoes that I don't want it. Move on out the way. The only way that I'm going to make it, move on out the state. So now I'm packing up. And I'm planning on moving on the road for winning. I ain't playing no losing. So rather you a fan or you a grouper, just keep on playing my music. I got dirty money on me. But, you know, that's just something I'm working on. But I get y'all bars next round.
All right, we'll get them bars on the next round, but that's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to see Triple X there.
Yo, yo, what's the deal, famo?
What up, what up? What you all about?
Am I clear? Mic check good?
Mic check 1-2.
Listen, this is a story. This really happened. This bitch is lying on me, Ms. Jackson. She said I beat her, left the pussy puffy, bring the mace. I told her bring a buddy, rolling napkins for the face. Pull up to the pussy perfect double date, never pump fake a nasty nigga with no brakes. Shorty had money and cakes. I told her jump in the race, I'm trying to slide face. It's love over hate, but I hate when they don't relate. I see before you formulate, premeditated the song to say, is there a right or a wrong way to kill a pussy? Norman Bates. Triple fornicate at an alarming rate. Silverback, but I'm a golden ape. Howl at the moon, transform like a born with a cape. Hero, save me a princess to take. I'm busting in her. Sorry, ma'am, it's too late. It's triple.
Okay.
My Beatles break records and rules. Niggas so hard when they ready to lose. I'm off in my dome, ain't no screws. We fuck on your bitch if we choose. Jump off on these rules. Whip out my Dundee, ain't no knife, take a clue. Shoe fit for you, I guess you the new boot. I'm old school, blacks on my planet don't groove. And if you in my space, bitch, move. I don't rock rollies, it's no time to snooze. Triple XL, I'm a goon, NAP alien, I'm on the moon. Bitches be fucking, ain't got no walls on the poon. She came to suck dick with a friend in the room. I call her a pacer, yellow hue and a tracer. When she sucked, she turned blue. That's a screensaver. Act like you knew we them fools. NAP, death to my enemies. Oh, I don't need Henny or Hootie Who. Simple kung fu like fee fi fo fum. I'm in your city, nigga. Come through. It's trippy.
He said fee fi fo fum. Come through. I look back. KDKE.
Devastation to my lifeline. Got me thinking this creation is so divine, but yet I'm truly frying in mind. On way through this broken little path, creeping, talking about the words that these people seem to have. Every day is kind of belligerent, talking to me dumb. I'm thinking you niggas crazy because you really don't want none. When I talk, I feel like I'm a lace. What the fuck is that? Hey, I'm going to have to call y'all back.
My bad,
man.
Nah.
It's just guys. Yeah, y'all can boo me all day right now, low-key. Something just happened. Hold on.
Okay. We're going to put him on hold. Anybody else that wants to join in and show their bars, please open. You have to push one and open your mic. Push one to open your mic. Katie, I wasn't ready. I'm just saying, I wasn't ready. I don't know
what's
who was either.
What's happening, people?
Ready. What's good? What's good?
How are ya?
How are you? Let everybody know who this is.
Well, it's Sharonda Baker. Just a little shorty listening to the best radio show.
Hi, Sharonda. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. Thank God I'm still here. I've been listening to your show. Show was good this evening. 2 on 2. Ring that bell again for the audience.
They're like, oh, she got toy clappers. Yes, I do.
That's right.
Yeah,
let them know.
I can go to the graveyard and dig up some hands, but they won't have the same thing.
I just wanted to give a shout out real quick. To let you know that I was listening and I support your show. You got an awesome show, and hopefully I could be to see what's popping. Pop locking.
I hope you do, ma'am. I hope. Thank you for tuning in. Don't go nowhere. Stay on the line.
I'm a keep listening. I'm sitting here with my side dude, so I can't talk too loud.
All right. Well, keep on to God. Oh. Do the damn thing now. Do you. If you can't talk too loud, we'll talk, hit it on mute, and you can continue to list.
Yeah, because I got to get out of here before his wife come home. I don't want to get my ass beat, so.
Hey, you might be next week stopping. Hold it up.
Uh-oh.
You may be tonight's news. If you don't hurry and get up out of here, you're going to be fine.
Are you talking about yourself? She sits on herself.
You're going to be on the show next week. We need to talk about some things. All right.
Now, you know I'm lying. You know I would never mess with a married man. I couldn't do nothing like that.
It was funny. You know I know you. I think it was funny.
But, hey, I don't want to interrupt the show. It sounds like you got another awesome host on there. I'm just going to listen and be quiet. You know I can talk, so I'm going to shut up.
All right, man. Well, we're going to get back to the show. I'm glad you called me. It's Rhonda.
All right. Y'all be blessed.
Okay.
And if you have a side piece, don't let.
If
you got a side dude, keep them in the closet. Don't let nobody know. I got about 5 of them.
Your closet getting full, ain't it? They gonna start bumping each other in a minute.
And they all know each other. That's a long story. I'll see y'all next week.
And that's the show up next week. And all my bad pieces know each other. Yes, ma'am.
I'm gone.
Wait your post. Bye,
talk to y'all later.
Bye. care how my side pieces know each other. Y'all, let you know that's going to be next week's topic. She will be on the show next week, people. And I would love to find out how you working out. Oh. And she said, like, 4-5 of them. 4-5 of them. Know each other. Baby, if that ain't Jerry Springer, I don't know what it is. But let me get back to my people over here because I owe them time. God bless us with a ride. Blaine, now you heard Katie hurt my feelings. Did you not?
Yeah, I heard her. I heard her.
Can you make me feel? Do something. What do you say on the movie? Do something to make me feel better. Wasn't that a Players Club when dude said, something to burn the building down? Do something to make me feel better. So can you do something to make my audience feel better? Because Katie just kind of dropped the ball on the final front. Katie, I got much love for you, but bro. I don't even use that word. Bro.
I can do a little something.
Okay, if you could have saw that face I made, you would have understood. I was real with that. I was feeling it all up in my loins and what. But go ahead, if you will.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so funny. It's like, what's
okay,
the, I like, listen, check this out. Hey. What's those guidance to the youngest out here trying to earn stripes? Fuck around and run a moment, you're going to lose your whole life. So I'm going to do you so wrong to still be feeling right. I'm the type to catch a body and be chilling all night. Being hyped about a deal for what? It don't excite me. Me and lying numbers don't. Let me see it all in writing. Niggas quit the well beef like they being painted tight. You try to take off on me, I'm delaying your whole flight. It's a difference between us. You be around a bunch of niggas, and I was raised around a bunch of killers. I'm talking about a whole lot of blood, niggas. Silent treatment, but be damn, y'all the fuck with us. Like, ooh, what up? What you want to do? I'm going to leave your brain all on the ground like a soup. These niggas out here flexing for a bunch of lights. And fuck around and be a bunch of fights.
You know what? I was all into that sound for a minute. I was grandma. School teachers don't get my brains up. I already got holes in my ears. I don't want one in my head. So, but yeah, okay. I felt that. I'm trying to understand. You done got to fight it now.
I'm just I got to play around and get a sample. I still got my rusted balance ready for somebody to get out the elevator. We ain't gonna say no names. They might be listening. So silent treatment.
So I was saying names, and I was saying if we could bring something to the table because this song we get every week now. We gonna bring it back in. I'm gonna bring my family back. So yeah, I'm gonna bring it in. I'm gonna say it's initials is Hollow. Yeah, Mario Brown initials is Hollow's initials is Mario Brown.
Yeah.
All right, did y'all get them initials? Okay.
It's March Madness, Jackson. We gotta do something. We gotta set something up. Somebody gotta jump in the ring next week.
Before we go, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something going on. There are two rappers, amazing, I will not front, very good rappers. One's named Hollow. He was in Fort Myers. He's in a different places in Florida. And then we have another rapper, amazing once again, from Dothan, Alabama. Blank. They have a rivalry that's been going on for... More than half a decade, 8 years,
since 2011.
Waiting for a rematch. They had a serious battle right here in this house. The Terror Dome. See, I had to shut the Terror Dome down for a while, but I think we're going to fix the walls, update the kitchen and the bathrooms, and you know what I mean, put an open floor plan or something. And we're going to go on and open this motherfucker to set a house down. We back. So I feel like that battle, since we didn't have our usual, I think we should make this one damn hump damn thing. The Hollow and Flame.
Ooh, can we put some icing on that cake, though? See, it's one thing to have a battle, right? But it's the second to have an incentive.
We don't see about incentive. First, we got to find out if Hollow will get off the elevator.
Oh.
If he got up on the plane, they ain't scared. They ain't afraid to get out the porch and get out. He done already got off the elevator and got, you know what I mean? He done went up to the penthouse. Hollow's still, I think he's still
What's
on the
he doing, hiding?
He's still parking the car or something. I don't even know if he got on the elevator.
Oh.
So what we going to do is see if we can get Hollow on there, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But I believe that can we work that out? Right?
Oh, hey, you know, I'm waiting patiently, but, you know, like I said, the show must go on, but he's not forgotten. So
oh,
he's
been
messaging.
I'm going to see if, let me see. If not this week, we're going to plan it. What's the date of today?
The date
is 2 weeks from today. It'll be the 27th. March 27th, people. 26th?
Yeah.
I got to be 27th.
Yeah, you're right.
March 27th. Don't try to confuse me. I'm already asleep. Don't wake me up.
Yeah.
March 26th. I'm going to put it on the calendar. I'm going to need y'all to do it as well. We're going to have a battle of Hollow and Flame. So I'm going to need everybody to show up because I'm going to need some judging. I'm going to need some help. But I'm going to need you guys. I would prefer that y'all actually be on the video. Y'all faces will be, I need y'all to be on Facebook side and facial-wise. You can be on the phone, but I need you to be on Facebook so they can see who the battlers are and that they can see who you are. Make it be known who you are.
We'll work out all the details
after the show. I owe Triple another round before we go. But we will work the details after that 2 weeks from today. You hear me? Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the book. The Rumble in the Jungle, we've been waiting for, finally on the book. Triple XL, high diggity thing. It's 420. Good God. That's it, kid. Triple XL, holla at the girl.
Yo, what the fuck? You should have brought me. You should have brought me in playing, and then, you know, man, you didn't put the promos in, the Facebook thing, the HBO promo. Don King was walking around. I mean, now, then you came back to me. I mean, damn. I should have opened
We hired everybody to be president of Camp 4.
Hey, man.
Y'all for a triple.
Alright, let me go ahead and shit on. I ain't gonna go there. These synonyms relive it, so I'm livid. These streets turn pivot, make a crease in your fist. These Jimmy hats don't get it. I'm not safe. I'm like, where they printed? Like, who gave these niggas big fingers to get it? I'm an animal. Attack if you fidget. And I don't get nervous from start to the finish. I crush cans and eat spinach. Pop you in the eye, one sentence. You bad guys is trash. That's good riddance. And I'm starting to get why your hits ain't flipping. Little niggas is tripping. Where the waitress at? Nigga, I'm dick tipping. I slide smooth over to the kitten like watch the snake get bitten. Throw on fours and start mattress shifting. Multiple pussies like Tetris systems. Reflections getting them, I'm ahead of the mission. If you listen close like who's pissing. Private moments get private positions. Create private businesses. Don't leave no witnesses. Official shit on my mama, my window tint. My runner a resident and it's evident. No evidence. The letter rip. Nigga, you heaven sent. She say shut up, Lamar, but mama, I pull up no faces, no green cards for reverence. Get to the chopper, hit the floorboard, separate. Your bitch doing it in Nike? I'm checking it. It's triple.
Okay. But you know what? I'm going to let y'all go one more and make it three because KD fell out of the situation. I don't know if he got scared.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, KD, I said it. Now I'm going to pull you out of the closet. Now you're going to have to stand up or bow down. Make a decision. But, like, the conversation with the battle's going to be. Don't give one more round and fuck with me. Give one more. Let me see.
Well, I've been feeling like going crazy. It's been a long ride. You know I got a gun by my long side. So when it go to blinking, that's the wrong wire. This, why you playing with the wrong guy? I've been waiting forever. They still on the elevator. Why? It's Bama. I ain't gonna go against an alligator. So it's a crocodile in that swamp. So you know how it is when they come. It better be a lot of cump. Because you know me, it's a moment of silence. When I start letting that thing go, you better start ducking the violence. Because all it's going to be is me versus dude, a whole lot of guests and a cleanup crew. So you know what that means. Who's going to be the janitor? Who's going to be the king? Who's going to fall as the amateur? And that's the champ that's speaking. And everybody talking about eating, well, what is the beef with? But moment when I'm speaking, trying to show him how it is and give him a proper greeting. Triple said he got the boss. Well, you know what I'm coming with. A lot of whole style of dumb shit. Convict. Showing how I was a felon. How he been waiting to battle me since 2011. So I'm giving it to him off his head. Shot him with reds. A whole bunch of headshots going across his head. Red dot, I done spotted him. Yeah, he's bleeding. But who gonna acknowledge him? Straight from the college with these bars, how I'm spitting. You don't even know it. So I'm going to leave his brains in the dish. He's wishing. He's swimming with the fishes. Who got the bait? Okay, that's good. Pick him up, sling him in the lake. Now, that's a whole nother swinging section. I mean swimming. You know how it is. I ain't losing. I'm still winning.
Swinging? That's it. I need a toy gun now. You know I bring out the toys. I need a toy gun, a water gun, like a shot glass behind me. Spray some water. I need some water. Shots fired, ladies and gentlemen. I heard all kind of storm tripping ass shit. Talking about the gators in the balance. Triple? Bro.
Yo.
I know you heard that. He put the phone pistol to your dick, to the dome in your face. Cannonball. Ball to the dome. I mean.
All right, listen. I ain't hear much. They
burned.
You ready? These bird brain cuckoos, they small paper, man. They float. That's fish food. Like, bitch, move. Rough money make the shit smooth. Tough dummies bleed bruise. Leave a fast report like Facebook news. Dead off power lines. We don't need to make shoes to make a point of street blues. Just blast, y'all lose. Dudes, women, money, views. Squad full of G-code with no book of rules. Your main bitch suck till I show them how to chew. I got a bar for every nigga to spit like the dude. He ain't, who the fuck he aiming at? Fuck it, the shoe fits is you. Get a crew and a lot of graphite, nigga. Number two, pen pad, nigga, beat your ass, we get your suit. I drown these niggas on this little school, old school. Don't drag them out the baby pool. We came for your hoes. Don't save the Rudy Poos. X got work, it ain't no place for you. I can't move these Dark Vader grooves and stop your work and choke through your dicky blues. Pop out your screws and choke off your air. There's no more flame left in the room. Nigga, fuck around and catch a cold. You get a little, call you a little attribute. There's no good attribute attached to you. Yellow tape and mattress, nigga, that's rat food. Like, master who? Nigga, fuck out of here. It's triple.
Somebody gonna die tonight. Throw that maybe fish food, dog food, all kinds of stuff. You gonna get ate. There's gonna be some things going on. I think this is not over with this. I think it will continue next week because I think people are starting to load their guns up. So, people, please stay tuned to my rappers. We're going to make sure it's a little more quieter in here so that you're able to hear them better next week. But we will bring them back. Please pay attention to the date of March 27th. March 27th, be here and get to hear some mind-blowing, hungry, kill a nigga,
cut those B.O.B. bars over bullshit type of rap. They don't plan. Put your money where your mouth is. I bet, I guarantee you, you will be entertained. Done that. Done deal. That way. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's about 20 till, give or take. And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get back to your evening. I've had a good time tonight. I'm a little tired because I came dang near straight from work. I still got food in the car I'm trying to eat. I got some cold-ass wings in the car.
Oh.
Yeah, this life is hard. Life is pain. But got to get to the money. Got to get to the money. Real people do real
things. Make money every day.
Yes, make money every day. You don't work. You don't eat. Okay, but anyway. Yeah, the name of the game. If you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
But take care of yourself. Make good choices. Know that snitching is not about being right or wrong. Snitching is about telling on your pot. So, with all these capers and murders and robberies and kidnappings going on, if you see some, say some, okay? If you see some, say some. The life you save, somebody might save yours tomorrow. Pay it forward. You save somebody today, it might be your kids to get saved tomorrow. You save somebody tomorrow, it may be your mom, your dad. You that may be saved. You may be in the need. Never say never that you'll never need no bag. Everybody needs somebody sometime. Only for who you are. Be kind. I want to give a shout out to my guardian in the corner that had this light beaming on me that really helped me out today. My angel.
Oh.
To my engineer over there, so sleepy. Just our congratulations on your new situation going on. Look at God. I'm gonna to my boo-boo, she think I forgot her, but Coco the hairstylist. That's my baby. Check her out at 72840, I believe it is, High School Road. She will get you in, whether it be dentist, perm, braid. Don't matter what it is, she's professional, she's efficient, she's a good girl. And she does good work. So check her out again. And by the way, where we at, come check them out. If you'd like to come be a part of the show, we are open. There's plenty of seating room here. We have good, they have good drinks. Straight Drop is their signature drink. And if you ain't had a Straight Drop, you don't know what you did. I had one last week and then they brought me on my heels. Y'all heard me. That's a good drink. They got wings and things, birds and fries and all kinds of treats to appetize to bring your taste buds to life. There's nice cooking in the back this day. Come check out the owner. Karaoke night is on Friday night. If you'd like to come by and check them out. Again, we at right here at the round table when we getting it in. At 42nd and Evanston, right at the corner, 42nd and Evanston. It's called the Round Table. Come check them out. They're here all the time. It's a nice ambiance, nice owner, nice place to be. So we'd like to thank the owner of the club for having us. I'd like to thank my guest, my engineer, and I'd like to thank each one of you, whether you're on the live talk side or the Facebook side. We'd like to thank you for your cooperation and your participation. And with that being said, God bless you. Be safe. And good night, everybody.
Good night.